Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Micah.
Hey, Emily.
Good to see you again.
You too.
All right, cool.
Welcome to episode 2 of Hucker Punch.
Yeah.
The podcast where we punch up Mike Huckabee tweets.
Yes.
I'm Micah Gordon.
I'm Emily Fleming. And we have a very cool guest today.
We have
the other half of Jordan Jesse Go from Maximum Fun. Great podcast.
Yes.
And he's also was a writer for At Midnight. He was my coworker. It was fun. And for you freaks out there on the internet, he's also Cotton Candy Randy.
No, we're not supposed to say that.
He's the man behind the beard.
Hey, weirdos, come kill me.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, are you a weirdo? You think eating my flesh will give you strength?
Right.
Come on to my house.
Why don't you tell him your address right now?
Oh, sure. It's
I don't think we said your name. Jordan Morris. Did we say his name?
Jordan Morris.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
No, that's okay.
Oh, God.
I mean, I think when you said Cotton Candy Randy, everyone knew.
Yes.
You know, it's like, if you say Han Solo's here, you don't have to say Harrison Ford
is here.
That's
true, yes. It's
you don't have to say Aldrin Eldritch is here. How do you say that guy's name? Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
That sounds right. I don't know who that is.
Sure.
Oh, he's the guy playing Han?
Yeah, he's new. He's new Solo.
Anyway. He is. Yeah, he's been around a little bit, though. He was in that Coen Brothers movie about old Hollywood.
He is very funny in that.
Was a good movie.
Yeah.
I didn't get a lot of...
Yeah, there's not a lot to it. It's kind of like a sketch movie. It feels like kind of their...
Some Coen Brothers movies just kind of go.
Let's take the 30 and just talk about
that
movie.
Yeah,
that movie that we don't even know the fucking name of it. What the fuck? Oh, it was called Hail Caesar.
Hail Caesar, that's the one. How do you feel, Jordan, about...
At least Kale Caesar just then.
Boy, that is like...
Made me hungry.
That is on every third menu.
Yeah.
Every like third menu these days.
I love Kale Caesar.
Is that... Wait, you're saying that that's a... That menu item is a pun?
I think so. I mean, it is, right.
Oh, no. Not, you mean the movie title?
No, I'm just saying. I thought that was a fun pun that you made, Kale Caesar. That'd be a fun parody of that movie. But Jordan was saying that Kale Caesar on a menu,
I think they are trying to be cute. Although, it is literally what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what else you
I never
would call
took it,
it
to
if
that.
You didn't want to be cute. Anyway.
Oh, man. I didn't even think about that. We should do a parody called Kale Caesar.
It's too late.
It is?
I feel like it is.
Oh.
We can do it.
Everyone would just have bad breath in the movie.
And really regular shits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just real.
And shits are so nice and
nice
coiled.
Just kind of flops out of you.
The perfect amount of firmness.
Oh, firmness.
How do you, sorry, not to bring it back to the intro, but how do you feel about Emily calling you the other half of Jordan Jesse Go? Is that?
It was a little insulting. I decided not to bring it up, but I feel
a
little
slammed. Should I just say
like,
half?
Yeah.
No, I think half.
No, you're, that's, I don't
I mean, your name is first, so.
That's true.
I know, I didn't mean to say it that way. I just didn't know how to say it. He's half of it.
The half with fewer Twitter followers.
Listen, I apologize for the other half of Hucker Punch.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
All right, so in this podcast, we take a look at some embarrassingly terrible Mike Huckabee tweets, and you know, we kind of try to get into his mind and act as his writer's room, kind of punch them up and make him actual jokes.
Yeah.
And that's
what do we got? What's our first one, Micah?
All right, I'll get right into it. The first tweet, this was tweeted on April 20th. 2018.
Oh, 420,
baby.
You know, Huckabee was maybe a little blazed when he tweeted this.
He was token. Double dupes. all right. He says, quote, "How very nice. Hillary Clinton just sent me a big gift box of romaine lettuce and added a bottle of Russian dressing. Said she didn't blame me for her loss and hoped I enjoyed the lettuce."
Oh. So a stab at topicality. I think what he's getting at here is the recent romaine lettuce E. coli scare.
Yes.
So, you know, this is a... You know, this is
I didn't know that's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
I thought romaine was code for money, like lettuce.
Oh,
wow.
That,
I thought maybe...
It's so funny. Emily reads deep into the tweets. This was
I thought
so
it meant like, yeah, I got the dollar bills.
That romaine.
Yeah, I got that romaine lettuce.
Right.
Deep green.
Oh, kale, romaine.
Oh.
This,
man.
There's a nice roughage
the holy romaine empire.
Yeah.
Roughage, very southern term. He is from Arkansas.
My mom calls it roughage. My mom from Louisiana calls it roughage.
Oh, I bet she does.
Will we talk about arugula later in the episode? Stay tuned.
I think we might.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah, so there was an E. coli scare. Any lettuce out of Arizona, you should avoid. Or if you don't know where your lettuce came from, you should avoid it.
Sure.
Really?
For right now. Yeah.
I'm not a big romaine guy, so it doesn't affect me that much.
Me neither. Yeah. I'm a spinach
and
kale girl.
Yeah. I mean, I mentioned it earlier, arugula. I think that's a great salad
base. It's a great green.
Yeah. Well, there's... everybody from Arkansas just drinks ice, or drinks, eats iceberg lettuce. Sure. Yeah. The South is an iceberg lettuce place.
Iceberg, no... Thousand Island, there's your salad.
Yeah, what is Russian dressing? Can you guys tell me what that is?
Russian
What's
dressing is very similar to Thousand Island. I'm not sure what the difference is.
That's a good
is.
Question,
Isn't it a
yeah.
deep red? It's a deep red and it's a little runnier than Thousand Island. Maybe. I'm not entirely sure what it is, but I've never eaten it. It sounds gross.
So, okay. So there's a lot going on here.
Right.
So,
there I mean, is this in all of his tweets.
Yeah, this isn't not a joke. I mean, I think there's an unmistakable hubris here wherein in this fictional world, Hillary Clinton blames him. Like he thinks he's
like she even thinks about this.
Yeah, he thinks he's so important that he thinks he somehow torpedoed
well,
her.
Well, I'm interpreting
he is from Arkansas,
and it wasn't. That's true.
He was like a predecessor eventually to the governor of Arkansas, just so, like Bill Clinton was.
Oh wow. Okay.
So they are kind of connected.
So yeah, he thinks it was him who got Trump elected, and not America's latent racism.
I'm interpreting this as he assumes, or maybe rightfully so, that Hillary Clinton blames Russia implicitly for the loss of the election.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, unlike the Russian dressing, I am not to blame. She doesn't blame me.
Oh.
But I don't know why he is involved.
He's trying to
he's
say...
He's inserting himself into this narrative for no reason.
He's almost blaming it on Russia.
So he... Yeah, well, yeah, he kind of is. So he... It's okay. So
Or Paul Newman.
Newman's own E. coli.
I'm assuming it's a Paul Newman bottle of dressing.
Yeah, I mean,
actually, our lawyer said you can't imply that Newman's own gives you E. coli.
Sorry.
I'm going to take.
I'm actually also. You might need to fact check me on predecessor and like the order of which Bill Clinton and Mike Huckabee were governors of Arkansas.
Okay,
because I'm not sure when
we'll get a reason
if he was before
that.
Or after, but they were both governors.
I feel like he was after. Well, that's my guess, but I don't know.
Yeah,
it's also so crazy to think that a gift box of lettuce is something you would send to someone.
His mind he is makes a up, magical place.
He makes up concepts just like out of the blue.
Yeah.
Would you sign for this lettuce box? Although I guess it's not that much weirder than an edible arrangement.
You know what I also think?
Which I get a lot of.
I bet he was watching Wild Wild Country.
Okay.
And he got a little inspired.
The cult documentary.
By
sure.
The cult documentary. Because they would send poison boxes of chocolates to the people who were kind of opposing, politicians who were opposing them.
Oh.
Because they were trying to take over this like area of Oregon.
I'm only two in, so I'm just at the ecstatic orgies.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert, everybody.
There's E. coli.
Anyway, there's poison.
So you're saying that this is, at its heart, a Wild Wild Country
I think he
joke.
Was, no, I just think that he doesn't realize that he was inspired by, because I'm sure he watches
it's
just, it.
It's out there. It's in the ether.
Because that show is probably interesting to both sides of the political spectrum.
Right.
So I think he's probably inspired by that. Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah, you definitely
just to throw another thing in
the
there.
First, in the first two episodes of, I've watched two of those.
Mm-hmm. I've only seen most of the first one. I think I fell asleep.
Yeah,
towards
so the end. Good though. You gotta watch.
I love the. It just feels artificially extended, doesn't it? It's like okay, I maybe don't need to know about the visa struggles. Can we, you know,
I feel like no, Netflix is doing
creepy.
That now. They'll stretch a 2 hour. Idea into
well, you guys
five
ain't
episodes.
Even see it. You fell asleep in the first goddamn episode.
Know,
you don't
but
know.
There's a reason I'm falling asleep.
I love it. I love it. If, I think if it was a, if, I think if it was a 2 hour movie, it would be the greatest thing in the world.
Just
anyways.
Saying, there's murder in there. Get in there.
They're murdering up in there.
They're murdering
oh
up in
God,
there.
Oh my God, I gotta watch it.
Definitely when you see like the yokels who are complaining about
oh, they're the
cult.
Best.
And I think that the, I mean, certainly the
What's
yokels
up,
have a point.
How you doing?
Yeah, their town just got overran by
when you.
They have 40 people.
It does show you how vulnerable tiny towns are to anyone just coming in and be like, this is mine now.
Sure. That's, it's definitely when they're getting like, you know, there's a lot of, you know, local news clips on that of the yokels getting interviewed about mm-hmm. the takeover. And there's always a little pause before they mention the deviant sex. And you just get the impression that no one here has fucked in years.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just a hard
and
swallow.
Maybe the hardest thing about this is knowing that there's ecstatic rage orgies going on you know, mere miles away from
and
there.
They're not invited.
And they're not invited.
Not even miles. It's like yards away.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
That's the most they can just thing. Peer through their blinds and see it.
Right. It's like when you're on the 5 freeway during the Disneyland fireworks.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that was a fun tangent.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, so.
Fun local reference,
I do think
too.
You're right, though, Jordan, that he is definitely inserting himself into, like, Hillary Clinton's, like, she probably has no direct beef with him at all.
Right.
And would never send him poison lettuce for any reason. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess if we go with the premise that Hillary is, you know, furious at him and wanted to poison him, mm-hmm. there's a good way to say that that's not this.
Yeah.
Is it, how nice, I just received a gift box full of romaine lettuce? Oh, and there's a card. Oh, from Hillary Clinton. Is that the joke? Is that...
Yeah, but you got to have yeah. the... Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think
and
that
you could
might
be a little ellipses in the tweet.
Or it could maybe... get an image, too. If yeah. had like a... Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. He should have put it together. Right? Just do a little work, Huckabee.
Yeah,
we said
an
that last time,
somewhere.
Too. He's gonna start tweeting with photos for his jokes.
Absolutely.
That would help it.
I think that,
a visual
I think
is always helpful.
I think that that's pretty much dead on. I would maybe switch it, though. So he's like, oh...
A box,
oh, nice.
From,
a
Hillary
box from Hillary Clinton. Let
what
me just
it?
Open this up.
Romaine lettuce? You're yeah. right. I like that better.
Yeah. And then the box could have like the skull and crossbones and then say, made in Arizona. Like,
sure.
The,
yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. If we are art directing a prop to go with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
That would be yeah. fun. I don't know.
I think that's a great tweet, a fun joke. But I think that tweet is a better joke coming from Donald Trump. Like, Mike Huckabee has nothing to do with this.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
I mean?
Totally.
Not that Donald Trump ever tweets
jokes. But, you know,
jokes,
I haven't researched if they have a beef, if the Clintons and the Huckabees have a beef, because it makes sense. They're
guess,
both
yeah,
from
maybe.
Arkansas.
Sure.
Some
bad blood.
Well, Arkansas does not, a lot of Arkansas does not even like the Clintons anymore. They don't want.
Probably Huckabees did not get invited to the Clintons' ecstatic orgies.
Yeah.
They're
I
just
bet
peering
he didn't.
Through the blinds.
And I bet yeah. he hates that there is a, you know, a Clinton library.
He's
and,
like, what did I lose all the weight
sure,
for?
Yeah.
That looks like a double wide trailer. No joke.
Really?
Look it up. It is ugly as sin.
Nice.
Bill Clinton's yeah. got that plaque on the Little Rock Hooters.
Oh, hell yeah.
Is that real?
No.
Yeah,
I don't
they
care.
Got
is
a it? Clinton airport.
No, the Hooters thing isn't real, though. I was just
I don't know.
It could be.
I don't know. I haven't, of all the shady places I've been in Arkansas, I have not been to the Hooters in Arkansas.
I bet you there's at least a signed photo.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Somewhere.
Sure.
Sure. Or at least someone whose boob has been tattooed over the Sharpie.
Yeah.
Right. Signed a boob.
Yeah.
Well, I think we nailed it. I think that's, I mean.
Yeah, and I think, are we in agreement that just the Russian dressing thing confuses it and just scrap that? That's too much.
Yeah, he keeps trying to make jokes about Russia.
He
but
adds
he,
another thing every time.
He always adds another thing, and jokes about Russia, he's joking from the wrong side of Russia. Like, he makes jokes as if he is pro-Russian investigation and, like, thinks that they did it. Like,
he accidentally fucks himself in yeah, a lot of these jokes.
Right.
But I think his followers are too stupid to know that.
He's just like, I'll reference Russia, everyone will laugh, it'll be great.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I think you're right about that. I think he just knows that people are talking about Russia and he yeah. should say it. It would just be like if in it he said, you know, how very nice, Hillary Clinton sent me a box of romaine lettuce. Swiping right on this, you know, just because someone told him that swipe right meant something. And he's like a little late to it.
Also, anyway. Why did he capitalize romaine? Is that because it's a, is it cap and not
it's
lettuce?
I think it's from a region, because you have to capitalize Brussels sprouts, don't
oh.
you?
Oh, that, okay.
I think you
I
do.
Refuse.
Okay,
you
know you're not
what?
Doing
Abre-
it. Even if, okay, even if your Word doc corrects it, you're not doing it. But yeah, I think it is from there, so I think you have to, anyway, but I also could be wrong, but also I don't want to hear if I'm wrong.
Also, if she didn't blame him for the loss, why is she telling him to enjoy the lettuce?
Yeah, I think we simplified it in a good way. I think taking Russia out of it is great, and yeah, I don't know, it doesn't
yeah,
mean
you
half
have
the
to,
things
you
are
personally,
in it.
Either... I like the dressing being in there.
Really? We could do another yeah. tweet about Russian dressing.
Sure, right, exactly.
But then why would you do that? The lettuce goes with the dressing.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Emily, is that is that Mike, our boss, Mike Huckabee.
Yes, the man, our fearless leader.
The man doesn't, there's no place for Russian dressing in a joke about Hillary Clinton poisoning him. He's just like, nothing about Russian dressing says, like, Russia was involved in this in some way. Or, like, where does the Russia, right. where
although,
does Russia come in?
Although, let's just explore this for a little bit. Okay. Let's give Huckabee and Emily the benefit of the doubt. I guess when you do hear about shady shit in Russia, it does often include poisoning. I think, doesn't it happen recently? Didn't their reporters recently get a...
I know they like steroids.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
No, a lot of the the spies or the people that were involved in the dossier or whatever, they get poisoned every 12 minutes.
So maybe it's just larger joke about poisoning, and maybe it's not about Russia's influence on the election, which by all accounts helps Trump and not Hillary. It is just she's not only is she poisoning me with romaine lettuce, but also with a dressing from a country that poisons people.
Right.
Although it's a hat on a hat.
Yeah, but
also poisoning's a poisoning.
He has to know. And if we're punching up this tweet, he has to know that Russia is in the zeitgeist right now for a very specific reason.
Sure.
And then if you reference it, that reason is going to come to mind. So unless you specifically state that it's if you form your joke around a Russian poisoning joke,
right?
I think that works. But if you're just saying Russia, your mind's gonna go to.
I'm really feeling right now a King Joffrey meme with this. If we did that, poisoning would be fun.
The purple wedding.
It would be fun to start getting Mike to use memes because I don't think he does that.
How do you think we could get him to learn about memes?
I don't know. We just write a joke for him.
Yeah, we could just take his phone. At this point, we should.
I mean, although maybe we were kind of onto something there in that maybe just cramming these things full of fucking buzzwords is the way to go. He trends harder. He's more influential. So just maybe
let's see how many likes this had, actually.
Yeah, Westworld. We could throw Westworld in there.
So didn't blame me for her loss and hoped I enjoyed the lettuce. I think I'll share it with Cardi B. And then that's just in there.
And then exclamation point, she's a robot, exclamation
right,
point.
Like in Westworld.
I mean, this did have a...
And also, Avengers Infinity War. I hope Captain America doesn't die from E. coli.
Ooh, a rhyme in there at the end. I liked it.
Die, oh, did that rhyme?
Die and E. coli.
It's a pretty soft rhyme.
Captain America doesn't die because he eats lettuce with E. coli. Shit, man. That's good.
Yeah.
He's going to have to... We need a base.
This will probably come out after Infinity War, right? Because, anyway.
When is that? Thursday?
Thursday.
Yeah. Not to date when we're doing this. Yeah, it'll come out
in a couple
weeks.
Maybe he does die. I don't know. But yeah, that... I mean, you could put some Huckabee bass stank on that if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
Bow. I'm just making just one note.
Boom.
Yeah, we gotta find a way, different ways to get his bass playing into every tweet.
We should really insert... Oh, we also decided that all of his tweets should end just with bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So
bye.
We got to add the bye in there. Okay, so let's...
Or they could, I mean, just like as you know, as Seinfeld had a famous bass riff after his opening.
We could come up with a new bass riff.
Yeah.
We should call Huckabee. Product. We should get in touch with Product for Twitter and see if they can add a feature where you can put a little bass
sting
riff at the end of your tweet.
Yes.
Which I think would be a great all-around feature.
Absolutely.
We should just make a new app where that happens.
Sounds like MySpace.
Oh, is that what MySpace did?
Well, I remember MySpace had a thing where if you went on someone's page, music would start.
Oh, yeah.
You could choose different songs. Like, they could just start when people went onto your page.
Any songs?
You could
it was mostly My Chemical Romance songs, but...
Well, that's every song, though.
That is all songs.
That's the only songs.
Okay, so let's...
Are there other songs? I don't want to know about them.
I don't know.
I don't know. Are there...
There is the Seinfeld baseline.
Yes.
And then there are My Chemical Romance.
If there's other songs, I don't want to know about them.
All right.
So this tweet, just to sum it up before we move on to the next one, would be...
Maybe the version I liked best. I just got a gift box from Hillary Clinton. Hey, it's romaine lettuce. So I think the punchline has to be romaine lettuce. You can't do anything after that.
How nice. Yeah. And then a photo of, box with the,
that says from Arizona
with
a big skull and crossbones.
Yeah. Just really make it blunt. I like that. Great.
All right.
We did it. That's a pretty good joke from Mike Huckabee.
That was touch and go for a minute, but we did it.
All right. You want to read the other one?
Okay.
Emily?
This one is from, let's see, where's the date on this? Oh. This is March. March 28th, 2018.
Hell yeah. You know he was blazing during this.
Yeah.
328, baby.
This is a wake and bake because it was at 9:23 a.m.
He loves to tweet in the morning.
I know. Well, he's an old man.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, he's already been up since 5.
Totally.
He's already had lunch.
Mm-hmm. All right. Shoney's. Here's that Shoney's buffet.
Lubies.
Yeah, get some biscuits.
Speaking
some
of shit that'll poison the fuck out of you.
Yeah, right?
Shoney's that was my buffet. Jam when I was a child.
Really,
Shoney's breakfast buffet.
I just love the thing of lollipops that had the didn't have a stick. It had the little rope that went in a loop.
Oh yeah,
into the sucker.
Like a hard rope.
Yeah,
yeah.
How'd they get that rope so hard?
Hard to say.
It kind of looked like soap on a rope, but yeah, it was a lollipop.
It was stiff, and it was a lollipop.
Yeah, it seemed like that'd be a club kid type thing because it's very prison-esque. All right.
I don't know what that is.
What's club kid? What's a club kid?
Yeah. Like a rave person.
Rave person.
Oh, a real rave person.
Like, I thought club kid was like a club.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like a member of Club Kids kid. Club.
Listen, old man, I think Mike Huckabee would have gotten that.
Yeah.
Club okay. kid. Like a raver. I got it.
Yeah, like Party Monster.
Like dropping E.
Starring Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. Is it drop green. Dropping some E.
Yeah, yeah.
big pants.
Yeah, and listening to some fat beats.
We can all fit in my JNCOs.
Fuck yeah, JNCOs. All right, here it is. With all grandkids here, I spend my entire day counting to six. Good thing I got that there fine education and learnt me how to cipher.
This seems like a stroke.
It is.
This is nonsense.
You should know that he spelled education EDUKASHUN. And learnt was with a T at the end, because that's the correct way to spell learnt. Just everybody should.
This last sentence, I was looking at it, and I did not know that said education until you said it out loud.
I wasn't sure I was going to be able to make it through, to be honest.
And I'm like, is this something from Valerian in the City of a Thousand Planets? Is this just like space nonsense? Education? Cipher?
Education.
Like the planet. Anyway, so yeah. Okay, so he's doing a deep, one day style joke.
Some deep hillbilly shit.
I never knew that cipher was like a dumbed down word.
Well, the way he said learnt me how to cipher, that's pretty. It's a lot of Southern phrases are not the words he used, it is the order in which you put them.
But cipher is like, I learned that word like 8 years ago. It's like that's an adult word.
What does it mean in this context?
To decipher.
Oh,
well, learn me how to decipher.
Well, a cipher is like a puzzle, right?
Oh shit, we gotta Google
this. A cipher is like a puzzle.
I know this makes sense.
I look at it as decipher, like that's how I read it. But let me look up what it means.
Yeah, I was thinking this is space language, but it's not. It's Southern. Am I racist? I don't know. Hard to say.
I can't be racist against white Southern.
Cipher, that's true. A secret or disguised way of writing. Very similar to Mike Huckabee's tweets.
Yeah. Oh, maybe this is all code. Is he activating a sleeper cell with these tweets?
It's us,
my
clearly.
God. Synonyms.
Is he
code,
commanding the Winter Soldier to kill?
Cryptograph or cryptogram.
Yeah, cryptograms. It also says it's a dated term for the number zero.
Wow. Jesus. Oh, so this is some Illuminati shit.
Oh my God,
then.
What if all of his grandkids are dead?
Oh, okay. Verb. Archaic verb. Do arithmetic. That's
okay.
What he's
using. Decipher.
Okay. That's the fourth
to
meaning.
Code to.
So wait. So what does it mean? I spend my whole day counting to six. What does that
because
mean?
Because he has six grandkids, I think, is what that means.
Okay.
So what he's doing is making sure he didn't lose any of them.
Oh.
It's like you go, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's like how teachers make sure they didn't lose a kid at the field trip.
Right. So these are just two. Yeah, okay.
And then
so
he's trying to make a joke about how he's like a dumb Southern
hick. Like, it's a good thing I got an education because I know how to count to six. Which is not great.
Maybe we should go like to make a total left turn and do a joke about the buddy system. Like I got six grandkids here.
Anybody wants to come molest one?
Well, here's...
I know how to count to six.
I like that. Yeah, I think we're done.
Good luck doing that because I know how to count.
So, okay, here's what I think... Here's something that I think is missing. Here's a glaring omission, is that the game of the thing flips in the second sentence and that it turns into a hillbilly thing. Uh-huh. When the first sentence of this has no... Yeah. Nod to country-isms.
He does this all
so
the time.
So I think that it has to be something like, you know, as a country grandpa, I sure like having my six kids here. I mean, it's a little long, but it makes the other thing make sense. You have to say,
yeah.
I don't know. You have to know you're making a joke about
so as a
people.
country grandpa, got all six kids here. Took me all day to count them all. I don't know.
Because I'm a fucking idiot.
Fucking moron. Time to play bass with
maybe something
Ted
about
Nugent.
Getting old and
trying
maybe to remember how many grandkids you have.
Mm-hmm.
So something about Good thing these sore eyes can still see.
Oh, these old peepers. These old peepers.
Can still see up to six people at a time?
Here's a question. The all day counting to, I spent my entire day counting to six. Is he saying that he kept counting to six over and over again, or that it took him that long to count to six because he's dumb?
Right. Yeah. I mean, again, it's confusing.
Yeah.
It's confusing. So there's nothing, there needs to be, although I guess if you're doing the thing about misspellings.
Yeah, that's pretty
education
funny.
And learned, you need to have them in the first sentence, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there something we can, that clarifies, but also that we can misspell?
Here's one thing I think we should do immediately is flip this tweet.
Okay.
I think the ending should be at the beginning, and the beginning should be at the end.
Count on my fine education.
Yeah.
Good thing I got that there fine education. Yeah, you
and learn how to cipher. Cause my grandkids are here. I have to spend all day counting to six. Shit, I think that's it. I think that's totally it.
Huh.
That's still this actually goes to it works like that. Yeah. It's fine like that.
Yeah.
Well, should we replace cipher?
What's get rid of cipher, maybe.
Should we replace it with the synonym of cipher, which is cryptogram? Put that in there?
No, I mean, I think he's playing a specific game. I mean, his audience knows that, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
I would pitch that we replace the word education with edumacation.
Sure,
and the word cipher with, like, arithmetic or something.
How would we spell edumacation, though? E-D-U-M, edumi,
Edumacation.
Yeah.
Edumacation, maybe.
Okay.
And instead of the bass thing, this has a banjo sting.
Yeah.
But like hee-haw. He pops out of a cornfield to say this.
It does seem like he should pop from behind a wheel, hay barrel.
Yeah, there you go.
To say it.
Hay bale.
Hay bale.
Wheelbarrow. Hay bale.
Wheel hay. What? I've never been south of Mason-Dixon, so I have no idea.
I like that. A hay barrel and then a wheel.
A hay barrel wheel and a wheel bay.
The wheel bale.
Wheel bale. I still can't say bale. Wheel bale.
Oh, God.
Okay, so you guys think just flipping it.
Yeah,
I think it's... I think if you can throw in another misspelling in that the first sentence, which becomes the second sentence, I think you're fine. I think this is actually a pretty good joke.
I kind of want him to put the joke on his grandkids and be like,
I fucking hate these
My grandkids are stupid. Just be something like, I told my grandkids are here all day, and in order to keep track of them, I told them to count off, but they all keep saying one, or something like that. One.
And one died when he ate a peanut.
Oh, brother.
Snowflake, what a cuck. Fucking cuck.
Snowflake cuck. Liberal tar.
Can't believe he has a peanut allergy.
Yeah, I think that's it right there.
All right. Well,
okay.
Cool.
Well, I can go along with that, flipping it. And you guys down with edumacation and like arithmetic or something besides
edumacation?
Cipher?
I think edumacation learnt me how to.
Yeah, I mean six of one, half dozen of the other. I think
or
there's
learnt me how to math. Learnt me how to count good.
Yeah, count good math.
Learnt me how to count. Yeah, sure.
Learn me how to number.
Foo boy. I mean, I think. Do you have Larry the Cable Guy's number? Do you have Jeff Dunham's puppets number? Because I think they maybe need to sign off on this.
They're coming on next week.
So. Oh, good.
Oh,
that's
good.
A good booking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't tell me about that.
It was going to be a surprise, but
nice.
It came up, so.
Emily, your ex-boyfriend Peanut is here. Oh, shit. We haven't talked. I mean, it didn't end weird, but I don't know. It's just.
Well, guys.
I'm sorry I implied you dated Jeff Dunham's puppet Peanut.
Yeah. Oh, no, which one it's is fine. It was a tough breakup.
Yeah, no, I know. But you're just in different places.
Yeah. My hand's been cold ever since.
Since I broke up with that puppet.
You have to sleep with a sock on your hand now, just for the comfort.
I imagine it's him.
Yeah. I've actually had to sleep with socks on my hands at one point.
Because of circulation problems?
No, I had a weird rash.
Oh.
And it was in New York, and I just moved there, and when you touch things in New York, your skin is like, no, absolutely not.
Not for touching.
So I had to put this ointment on my hands and wear socks on my hands when I slept.
No, a meme rat has touched this.
It was only for a brief while, and I'm totally better now. And do you think that's going to get us more subscribers?
Your weird New York hand rash?
Be sure to wipe down this mic when you're
done. Okay, will do. Do you want to recap that tweet real quick just to get a final, like...
All right.
Maybe you could do it at LA as an LA New York thing. People do like that. You could say like,
"Oh,
in New York, you touch a surface and you get a rash.
You go
in
LA, you touch the bed.
You gotta wear in LA. You touch a surface and you get a 4-picture deal."
All right, we gotta write. That's an amazing tweet. We gotta tell Mike about that.
You don't
that
have
one.
To say it like Andrew Dice Clay.
Yes, you do.
Oh wait, don't.
All right, so good thing I got there fine. That there. Wait, let me start over. Good thing I got that there fine edumacation and learnt me how to count good. With all these grandkids here, I spend my entire day counting to six.
Bye. I'm blowing over the top of a jug with three X's on it.
Oh,
it's filled with romaine lettuce.
It's filled with romaine lettuce.
Oh my God.
Snapchat filters.
And then, yes, and then just say something. Coachella.
Yeah.
Baychella.
Yeah, one last thing would be like, how would he fit in just a buzzword into here, though? There's no buzzwords.
Yeah.
Maybe Cypher is.
How about police shooting?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, police shooting. Mm-hmm. Something about the... Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos. Is that
her? Oh, yeah. You could get Betsy DeVos in here.
Yeah.
Like, Betsy DeVos is doing a great job.
Yeah.
Oh, it could be a slam on DeVos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That
but then
would,
it applies to
how he.
That's something he
feels
would do.
About her.
And we have to keep him from doing shit like that. Yeah.
Right.
I think we're,
right,
I think we're clean. We
we're
got,
clean. We're good. We shouldn't good. Add any more in there. We'll save that for another day.
Yeah. I think we did two pretty good tweets for Mike Huckabee today.
Yeah, we did.
I did want to, before we wrap up, to make a little. Correction from last week.
Okay.
I was trying to figure out what Mike Huckabee's son killed, and I was like, a cat, and then I thought maybe he assaulted a woman. I was unsure. I remember hearing something about it. It turns out he allegedly killed a dog. That's the big thing about him. He's
allegedly.
A big weird creepo who allegedly killed a dog.
Which one? Was it the fat one or the other fat one?
Which dog?
which son?
Oh. I think it was the first fat one.
I do not know what Huckabee's sons look like, but I can picture them.
Oh, you
them.
Better look it up.
Little Huckabees.
Listen, I mean, that picture showed me, the family portrait, should be the photo for this episode.
Yes, sure.
And then you
do episodes have photos? I have to figure out how to do that.
I don't know, man.
You're just saying an episode for a photo?
Yeah, like they can click on it.
All right. Where does it take them?
It takes them to the podcast, man.
Okay, cool.
I'm looking. Oh, there's
he looks
a,
like
there's
John
a family
Candy.
Photo
let me see,
here.
Let me see.
He looks like pretty exactly like John.
Candy. That's not the worst one. Let me
show
you.
There's one where they're all in matching outfits.
Yeah, they're in really. There it is. That's the
oh,
one.
Oh boy. Okay. So what I'm seeing here is the Huckabee family. They're on a bench.
This is a pro. A podcast dog, pro right here. He's describing a photo.
All. It's a theater of the mind.
Oh yeah.
And they. I guess the wife and the daughter. What I assume is the wife and the daughter are wearing both zip up orange pullovers.
Yes.
And Mike Huckabee and what I'm assuming are the sons or actors from a local production of Alice in Wonderland playing
yes.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum wearing old-time prison shirts. They are wearing like stripy convict shirts.
Yeah, they might be seersucker or something like that. I don't know.
You know, in this case, those
horizontal
stripes are not slim. Not slimming at all.
Oh boy.
Yeah, boy, this is a weird one. This is definitely this could if this thing and if I didn't know who this was and this was just on that awkward family photos website, I would go like, yeah, that tracks. Look at those fucking weirdos.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that's Sarah on the right.
No one fucks.
Sarah looks like the most normal one out of all of them.
Yeah. The dog fucks probably.
Yeah. Well, the dog gets fucked by the son.
We don't know what happened to that dog.
Oh yeah, sure. Oh, is this the dog that got killed?
We don't know.
So here apparently
those sons are dog chokers.
They're total dog chokers. I don't know which one of those is David, but David was the son who killed the dog.
I'm going with the really big motherfucker.
I think it was.
Because he sat on it.
His face literally fills the thumbnail. The thumbnail on this
it
article,
even...
his face completely fills it.
Oh, yeah, jeez. I feel like their family was directed by Tim and Eric.
Yes, yes.
Definitely.
Damn, that's a good ending point for this podcast.
Yeah, all right, well, we can end it there then.
Great.
Thanks so much for joining us, Jordan.
Thank you for having me.
Do you want to do all your plugins?
Sure,
yeah,
I
please.
Do a podcast. It's called Jordan Jesse Go. I'm the other half of it. Some might say the better half of it.
Yes, the better half.
Thank you. Yeah, Jordan Jesse Go. It's a chat podcast. It's on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. And what's your Twitter handle?
@Jordan_Morris.
Awesome. Cool. All right. I'm Emily Fleming.
I'm Micah Gordon. Look, we should plug our Twitter handles again.
Oh, yeah.
I want more followers on Twitter.
Absolutely.
At Micah J. Gordon for me.
And I'm at Flemily Emming.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Thanks once again for listening.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week with some more Hucker Punches.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye.